This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. A rare incident occurred yesterday called Superfog. It happened near Manchac, Louisiana, on I-55 on an elevated portion of the interstate. Multiple crashes occurred due to extremely dense fog. It left visibility near zero. 7 people died at that crash scene. At least 25 have been injured, and 158 vehicles were involved in the incidents. State police believe there are more deaths that may still be reported. One vehicle went off the interstate and into the water below, but the driver was safely recovered. The interstate remains closed as I-55 would stay closed until at least later this afternoon. The interstate will now have to be inspected by the Department of Transportation Development. The cause of the fog was a mixture of smoke and fog. There is a large marsh fire that is burning the marsh and the peat below it. Governor John Bel Edwards released a statement asking Louisianians to exercise caution when traveling in the affected areas, and he asked Louisiana residents to donate blood at their local blood donation centers. The Board of Elementary and Secondary Education has approved an appeals process to give students who are unable to pass the LEAP test another way to graduate. However, some lawmakers are giving the plan a failing grade. Teiko Fox tells us more.
President Dr. Holly Bofi says the appeal will only apply to students with a high enough grade in their classes to graduate. This includes retaking the test
or having an industry-based credential that would qualify them for employment.
Louisiana is one of 8 states that requires standardized testing scores for graduation, but is the only state that does not offer an appeals process. Bofi says this gives students another opportunity.
So we're trying to open up for a path for students who may not be strong test takers.
The House Education Committee will meet Thursday to review the policy. I'm Teiko Fox.
Outgoing Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin says he did not seek re-election because his health began to suffer due to the stress and pressure he faced associated with voting controversies. Ardoin says he faced harassment and intimidation.
I think the Voting System Commission, although a good idea in concept, created the very situation that brought about intimidation, harassment.
Ardoin says he tried to replace outdated voting machines. In his last attempt in 2021, he received pushbacks as opponents of the Dominion voting systems wanted them eliminated as an option. This is KEDM.